Catholic commentary. Spiritual warfare. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Jesus 911.
Jesus 911, welcome to all you listeners. My name is Jesse Romero, Paul Clay, two-man car. We are here to remind you no matter what happens that Jesus Christ is Lord, Christ is King. The Blessed Amen. Virgin Mary is our Queen Mother. And no matter what happens today, tomorrow, in 1 year or 1,000 years, if you live in a state of grace, your soul is in the hands of God. Paul, hope you had a great weekend. I had a great weekend.
Wonderful weekend, Jess, and I can tell you that our souls could be in no greater hands.
That's right. Amen. Hey, today at Daily Mass, the psalm for today was Psalm 68. Let me read it to you before we start the show. Psalm 68. Our God is the God of salvation. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. The father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Blessed day by day be the Lord who bears our burdens. God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise Yahweh. Listen, Jess, when I hear that, it's just such an encouragement. People, if we go to daily mass, this is what you're going to get. I would suggest that you do the readings and reflect on these things first, because then when you hear it in the mass, it's just
as you're driving up there.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, what an encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I call getting your daily soul food in. And if you can't get to daily mass, at least read the mass readings every day as your morning prayer. Make that your morning prayer. Make the sign of the cross. Say, Lord, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then read the daily mass readings. That way you're reading the cycle of readings with the heart of the church and with the temple of the church. Paul, before we get into today's topic, just want to remind all Catholics, we need to be praying the rosary every single day. The rosary, the month of October is dedicated to the Holy Rosary, and it was in this month, October 7th, 1571, where the Catholics in Europe defeated the Muslims, who were a world power, the Ottoman Empire Turks, at the Battle of Lepanto. And Saint Pius V, the Pope that gave us the Tridentine Mass, he's the one that said that it was Our Lady's intercession through everybody in Europe, and the soldiers included on the battlefield, we're praying the daily rosary and the 12 noon Angelus, and she gave us the victory over our enemy, the Ottoman Empire, who back then was the world power, and they were very notorious.
Yep.
Well, Paul, speaking about notorious, something happened a couple of weeks ago or days ago, and I just want to this is for your need to know file. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but the U.S. military was shocked. China flew a hypersonic nuke capable missile around the globe. And the people on our side are saying, we have no idea how they did this. So this was actually in August. China tested a nuclear capable hypersonic missile that flew around the earth before hitting its target. And the U.S. officials said, we didn't even know China had that type of capability. The missile circled the Earth in a low orbit space and sped down to its target, and it landed some 24 miles away from its intended target. But those familiar with the test and briefed on intelligence, they told Financial Times that the test demonstrated major hypersonic weapons progress more than the U.S. realized, and raised concerns that the U.S. has been underestimating China's military capabilities.
Well, I got apparently, some comment for that.
Yeah, Paul, apparently this thing was flying at, before I get your comments, it says it was, I guess the U.S., we have something similar to this, and it says the hypersonic missile achieved speeds about Mach 5, about 3,836 miles per hour, Russia also has, I guess, a missile that can, a hypersonic Zircon missile that can reach miles, 5,370 miles per hour. Comments, Paul? I got some comments, too.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jess, we have no idea. The United States had no idea that they had such capability. Well, let me tell you something. We have had an idea that they've been stealing intellectual secrets for years and years and years and years. And essentially, so for us to even make a comment like that, to me, is completely ridiculous. We should have had an idea, and we should also understand that with their human rights history, their history of violating human rights, you know, they're not the same as the United States that might be have, dare I even say, a Christian overtone, and you know, because we're quickly losing that as well, but these are communist atheists. And if we think that they're developing these capabilities, or that somehow, oh, they would never use it, you know, the threat of mutual destruction like we used to have with Russia during the Cold War, I think you're sadly mistaken. I think that these weapons are being prepped and ready to go. And essentially, they're China's saying, look, you know, we'll defeat you guys in a nuclear confrontation anytime we want. And the fact that we have almost 2 billion people in our country, there's no way conventionally that we can, you know, do battle with them. That's essentially what they're saying.
Yeah, I've talked to some of my friends that are still in the active military. They've said that through, you know, through computer war games, you know, over in NORAD and some of these high places, military high intel operations. They say that if we would go hand to hand a war with China, they do this through computers based on what we have, what they have, based on the number of troops we have, the number that we would lose 8 out of 10 times, Paul. 8 out of yeah. 10 times. You have our military saying, our advanced military operations are saying that we would lose 8 out of 10 times. And I'm going to tell you, Paul, what we have right now, the fact that they're able to send a nuclear hypersonic missile around the world, what does this tell me? It tells me that now we're engaged in another Cold War. Mm-hmm. It started again. Russia's going to flex their muscle. We've got a faster hypersonic missile. China's going to do that. We may do that. And what does a nuclear missile do ultimately? It'll cause a scorched earth wherever it lands. It just will decimate, pulverize everything wherever it lands. Well, I'll tell you, the first pope warned us about how the world will end. Yeah. It's in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. The first pope, St. Peter, said, since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of persons ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? And and he goes on to say in verse 12, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be kindled and dissolved, and the elements, that means earth, matter, and the elements will be dissolved, melt with fire.
On the dissolved and emphasis on fire.
And that's exactly what a nuclear missile will do. And now we have three countries that have these hypersonic nuclear missiles. And let's just say we have three godless countries. Okay?
And
at this point, I'm going to call America a secular nation. It's not a Christian nation at all. It's a secular nation.
Yeah.
China's an atheist nation. And I'm not sure what Russia is yet.
You know, Justin, here's another twist in the whole thing. Iran is about ready to get a nuclear weapon. And we know that they are famous for basically distributing weaponry all around the globe to all their proxies. So as if it wasn't dangerous enough with China and Russia, now we have radical Islamists that are going to be, thanks to the Biden administration, sorry to say that, but it's true, nuclear ready. And that is that, you know, listen, if don't lie to yourself and tell yourself, oh, man is basically good and that'll never happen. Let me tell you. Yeah, exactly. This has been taught in the church. The word of God has revealed it to us that everything's going to be melted in intense heat. And guess what? This is the judgment that comes upon man when he rejects God and accepts the doctrine of Satan. And that's exactly what this world is doing right now, Jess.
That's right. Well said, Paul. You're listening to Jesus 911, two-man car. Myself and Paul Clay, we're putting the spotlight of truth upon the culture of death. And obviously, as Catholics, we want to pray America great again and do what we can to make this country, at least to try to bring it back to a semblance of one nation under God. Paul, in the next couple of segments, we're going to be talking about what I would call the three most important players in the unholy trinity: Dr. Fauci, Gates, and Klaus Schwab. And we're going to be talking about that. These guys are behind this reign of terror, this worldwide reign of terror that we're living in. These guys are the unholy trinity. And we're going to hear the reflections from a world-renowned scientist, Dr. Peter Bragan, who's going to talk about the unholy trinity, Fauci, Gates, and Schwab. Jesus 911, stick around. You don't want to miss what's up next.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, Lord, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help us. Paul, there's got to be a better description for Fauci, Gates, and Schwab than the unholy trinity. What say you? Is Paul there?
In the term that we describe our God with, let's call them the unholy trifecta. What do you think of that one, Jess?
But I don't
they're know, a trifecta of evil.
That's a better description. I stand corrected. Paul, so this world-renowned psychiatrist, Dr. Peter Bragan, he says that there's an evil cabal of powerful elites. I figured this out about a year and a half ago. It's good to see a lot of doctors and scientists are jumping on board with what I've been saying for about a year and a half.
But, PhD in common sense.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's exactly what I have. PhD. That means I pray to him daily.
Yes, sir.
That's what that means. And God will give you a word of knowledge when you pray to him daily.
Yep.
So this evil cabal of powerful elites, which includes the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director, apostate Anthony Fauci, tech billionaire Bill Gates, and World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab. They created, Dr. Bragan argues, the COVID pandemic to push the deadly vaccines on an unsuspecting public and usher in a new world order. By the way, Paul, the same battle that we're fighting in America with this great reset, the New World Order, we're fighting the same battle. The New World Order goes against patriots and conservatives. The New World Order in the Catholic Church goes after Orthodox Catholics. And so we have two battles that Catholics are fighting, Catholic Americans are fighting right now. We're fighting the culture and world, the New World Order, and both of them come from Satan, by the way. They're going after conservatives and patriots, the New World Order in culture, and the New World Order in the church wants to get rid of traditional Catholics, people that like mass, people that have an Orthodox view of Catholicism, that read their way into the church through the saints and fathers. We're fighting the New World Order ball on two fronts.
Yes, and this is not only true of American Catholics, just worldwide. I think the Catholic Church... the deep state, as Archbishop Vigano likes to put it, it's working overtime worldwide. And so there's this natural push that we see going on, and we know that it's satanically inspired, to push the world toward totalitarianism, towards something. You know, they realize that with freedom, they can't control us. If the Son shall make you free, Jess, you shall be free indeed. Write that one down, folks. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And just the opposite is true. Under totalitarianism, they don't want freedom. They want to stifle freedom. They want to arrest your freedoms and bring about their will, impose their will upon the world. And their will is not lined up with the will of God, Jess.
Amen. Dr. Peter Brigham wrote a book based on this article, or this article is based on his book, and he argues that the U.S. government began its vaccine rollout by enticing people to get the experimental jab using various bribes. Then they moved on to forcing the injections on unwilling people by threatening their employment, imposing higher health insurance rates, and making it more difficult for them to travel, and even denying them health care.
Yep.
Dr. Brigham, who's 85 years old, so he's not going to pull any punches. He figures he's inches away from his particular judgment. He says that we're in the midst of a worldwide propaganda designed to make people feel helpless, docile, and obedient. He laid out in detail what his extensive research into the pandemic has uncovered during an interview with another great doctor, Dr. Joseph Mercola, in his podcast. So according to Dr. Brigham, he says, we're being oppressed by evil people who are working towards a worldwide totalitarian regime.
Mm. You know, Jess, a couple quick comments on that. You know, Jesus said, if you're not for me, then you are against me.
Mm.
Okay. And so these people like Bill Gates, you know, you've never heard them proclaiming the excellencies of our Lord. So these people, the Dr. Fauci's of the world, they are not for the Lord. They are against the Lord.
And they are antichrists with a small A.
Yes. And so the Lord is building the church up and the kingdom of God up within the church, and they are working overtime to oppose his efforts and bring about this Luciferian world order, the one that Our Lady warned us about, you know, in many apparitions. And this is the battle, the cosmic battle of light and darkness that we're privileged to take a part of, Jess, right now. We as Catholics are privileged to be here and see that everything that the Lord has told us is coming to bear.
These are the sons of Seth versus the sons of Cain. This is salvation history being played out and damnation history being played out at the same time, Paul.
Yes, yes. You know, I have an Arrest Dr. Fauci shirt. I wish I would have put it on for today. You know, I bought it. But yeah, Arrest Dr. Fauci. That man should be arrested, because when you really dig into his background, as this article points out, he is neck deep in this whole COVID conspiracy. And I venture to say, his hands have blood on them, Jess. He is responsible for this gain of function research that went on in Wuhan. And they declared that this is the year of the vaccine long before any of this ever happened. I wonder how they did that.
That's right. Paul, this Dr. Brigham, he's no lightweight. He's known as the conscience of psychiatry because of his opposition to shock treatment and lobotomies back in the 1970s. He basically stopped that. And he's written more than a dozen best-selling books on psychiatry and the drug industry. His latest book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, this article is based on that book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, which just came out last month. Here's what he says. Here's words to kind of give us hope. He says, don't get scared. Don't get angry. Don't get demoralized. They want that. There's a whole school of public health that talks about how to intimidate and engender fear to get people to do what you want. It's called fear appeal, Dr. Brigham said. So we have to know that there's a war against us. They have a stealth war against us, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, and Gates. So be proud. Be an American. Be a patriot. Stand up for liberty. Paul, this psychiatrist, he's stressing the goals of the globalists to make people feel weak and helpless in the midst of the pandemic. They want us to feel like, as Larry Elder says, victocrats.
Yeah, and I think he's spot on, Jess, but let me just tell you, fear, as we know, is of the devil. And so that means that the way to combat this satanic fear that's being unleashed is to be a good rosary praying Catholic, attend mass, to walk in a state of grace, because these things can't be resisted in a natural sense, Jess, because Satan is too powerful. We need to invoke spiritual warfare, as you talk about all the time on your Wednesday program with Dan.
Yeah, Paul, we battle an ancient enemy, and so we have to use ancient weapons of warfare. And that doesn't mean your Glock. That doesn't mean your 9mm. That's going to do nothing to win this battle. It means you living in a state of grace, praying your rosary, reading your Bible, praying throughout the day, meditating upon God's word, and living a life of virtue, which means holy habits, holy habits.
Amen.
You know, Paul, some neighbor was this is about the fourth or fifth time a neighbor was walking by my house last night. He's a young guy, a young couple lived down the street. He's a pharmacist. And as he's walking, and I'm in the front yard taking out the trash, he just stopped. He goes, "Hey, Jesse, just wanted to say something." I said, "Yeah, what is it?" He goes, "Because I got two big statues on my front door, one of Our Lady and one of Jesus, our Lord and Our Lady. And they're big statues on this. They just flank the door, the front door."
Amen.
and then I got a big Bible verse right there on the door. It says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So he told my neighbor, we never talked about faith. He's always working. I don't see him that often. But he's walking with his little boy. He says, I just want to let you know, every time I walk by your house, I feel this sense of peace. I am so glad," he says, "that you're in this neighborhood, and I'm so glad that you have those statues." I goes, "I know you're a Catholic. You wear it on your sleeve." He goes, "I just want to let you know that I feel so much peace at night when I walk my son in his little carriage. I just feel so much peace coming from your house." He's like the fifth neighbor that's told me, and I live in a neighborhood full of Protestants and Mormons.
And, well, Jess.
Yeah, but they know. Because my wife and myself, by God's grace, we try to live an authentically Catholic life. And neighbors comment, just walking by the house, just say, "Man, there's just like something that comes from your house and floods us with peace and stuff."
It's called the fullness of the faith that he's sensing. And he said, you're not going to find the fullness, not even close, the fullness of the faith in Mormonism. You know, they worship a different Jesus. He's not the Jesus of the Bible. And you're not going to find it in Protestantism. I sent you a few weeks ago that little clip of Billy Graham as he sits there and tried to, as he's being interviewed on the William Buckley Show, he was justifying abortion in some instances. Again, anytime you veer away from the truth, Jess, you just get further and further and further off the mark. So I know that you being planted in that neighborhood are the salt of the earth, and we all need salt to live. Salt is an essential element for all of us. And guess what? You have been that to your neighborhood. And that's why all Catholics out there listening, become what Jesus said that you should be. You are the salt of the earth. What good is salt if it's lost its savor? Mm-hmm. And that's no good. He said to be thrown out into the streets and walked on under the feet of men.
That's right. Preach it, Paul. Preach it. We're talking, by the way, we're not going to get through this whole article, so I would recommend that you that are listening that want to read this well-written article by Dr. Bregan, a well-respected psychiatrist who actually stopped brain lobotomies back in the 70s. Go to my show page, jesseromero.com, or go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And the article's called "World-Renowned Psychiatrist, Global Predators, Fauci, Gates, and Shaw Behind the COVID Reign of Terror." Well-written article. We'll try to do what we can. You're listening to Jesus 911 Two-Man Car. This is our Monday show. Hope you had a happy Holy Weekend. And I just want to remind you of today's psalm. Every single day at the Catholic Church, people hear the Word of God. Today's psalm is Psalm 68. Our God is the God of salvation. God arises. His enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia. We'll be right back. We'll continue with Dr. Bregan's article on the unholy trifecta.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, Lord, your word is truth. Consecrate us in truth. This is from our Lord Jesus Christ, the words of the Gospel of John. We're talking about the unholy trifecta, Fauci, Gates, and Schwab. Through the eyes of a very respected psychiatrist named Dr. Bregan, and we're just giving you our analysis as we look at some of the things that he's saying. Dr. Bregan says it's time to face it and get rid of the idea that this is chance or crazy or bizarre or makes no sense. How does it make sense that they're absolutely ignoring that in America now we have over 13,000 reports of death to the CDC from the vaccine, and no one is investigating it?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Paul, Dr. Bregan points out that in the past years, if there had been only 200 deaths from all of the vaccines put together, it would have been considered a catastrophe, and they would have pulled all those vaccines off the shelf. But now we have a vaccine that has more deaths than every other vaccine put together. And guess what? They're acting like nothing to see here. Just kind of ignored. Move on.
Yeah, Jess, that, I'm dumbfounded by that, but not really. When we fall back on sacred scripture, we know that Satan is the prince and power of the airs. So there's no doubt about it. It's almost like when you look back at, when we look back at World War II, Jess, and we say, how did the Germans fall for Hitler? Hitler must have been quite the Pied Piper type thing to get a whole nation to just buy into the satanic ideas that he had and put forth. Well, that's because there really is a Satan. And guess what? God will turn us over, sacred scripture says, to a depraved mind. Mm-hmm. If we become disobedient to the Lord, then God will say, okay, you opened up those doors, you made your bed, guess what? Now you're going to lie in it.
Yeah, you're right, Paul. There comes a point where God says, I'm going to just let you follow the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. You want idolatry? You want orgies? Have at it.
Yep.
But you'll suffer the consequences. You'll suffer the consequences.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Go ahead, Jess. Continue.
Yeah, Dr. Bregan, this world famous psychiatrist, he says that there are highly inflated numbers of COVID deaths that have been falsified by manipulating the reporting mechanisms.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, I never heard that before, right? He said, rather than crazy, what's being done makes perfect sense if you're trying to intimidate and overwhelm a population. He says, so you exaggerate the danger that's out there, the terror, and make it into a horror show. So they exaggerate the actual COVID-19. And then he says, and then you think, what's their goal? They don't want any early treatments at all, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Why don't they want early treatments? Dr. Bregan points out that the two treatments that have been proven to be helpful in fighting COVID, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, are inexpensive and safe to use. And let me add, there's no money to be made for big pharma. So
yeah,
he
wasn't
says,
President Trump saying that, Jess?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why they had to get him out of office, right?
That's right. He says, why would they stop that, he asks. Well, they're already exaggerating the deaths, and they're already minimizing the harm done by the vaccines. So this could be, from the start, all about the vaccine. Other people are saying that. Their goal was this trifecta. Their goal from the very beginning was just to get us all jabbed.
Yeah.
And look at this. This is a bomb right here. Dr. Bregan declared that the spike protein is a spearhead of an assault on humanity that has nothing to do with COVID-19 whatsoever. In order, he says that COVID-19 was created in order to vastly increase the wealth of numerous institutions, yeah, like Big Pharma, numerous individuals like Gates, and many, many different stripes, many of them, unfortunately, originating from America, who are working in collaboration with the, guess who, the Chinese Communist Party, to increase the vast exploitation of the world. Paul, comments?
Yeah, just listen. A lot, you know, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. And so guess what? All the atrocities that you can think of that happened in antiquity, well, now that we have all this hyped up technology and everything, the heart of man has not changed. Sacred scripture tells us that the heart of man is desperately sick, exceedingly wicked above all things. And so now all we're doing is enabling man to become more efficient at his evil, to hasten the second coming of Christ. Praise God for that, because
praise God.
Place.
And also the second, the first coming of the Antichrist, which will precede the second coming of Christ.
Amen. So that means it's going to be dark before it gets light. And so we, you know, this should not catch us all by surprise. We should understand that we are in a battle, and so let your light shine, right? Remember the song, This Little Light of Mine?
That's right. That little Baptist song, right?
Yeah.
I actually like it. It's kind of a cute song.
Yeah.
Paul, I actually think, and this will be for another show, we'll talk about it. All this to me smells like the work of the Antichrist behind the in some undisclosed underground bunker somewhere. This seems to be like he's alive and well, because all this is planned out with precision, with wicked, evil design and precision.
Yeah. And the thing, Jess, is they have been very skillful in the sense of they have systematically taken over different institutions, like our education system. We are a liberal factory. That's what our education systems are. When you send your kids to college, by the time they graduate, they have been fully indoctrinated in Marxist liberalism, and they have been basically turned into little drones to go out and working for the enemy, and they don't even know it. That's why it's important to know the truth, Sacred Scripture says, and the truth shall set you free. The truth is a person. It is not a thing. The truth is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And make sure that your house, your domestic church, becomes a lighthouse to help guide other people that come to you, that you know, your relationship.
Yes.
Make sure you're guiding other people towards the truth, which is Jesus Christ. May your domestic church become a lighthouse amidst this gathering storm.
Yeah.
Paul, Dr. Brigham, he says this, it was no accident that Western democracies like the U.S., Canada, Great Britain, and Australia were being humiliated by particularly draconian totalitarian policies. He says, well, the Chinese have been sinking their teeth into us for a long time, because we're the seat of liberty. Mm. The doctor explained, noting that several third world countries have been allowed to fight the pandemic using ivermectin because the global forces are focused primarily on destroying countries that are most free, like the United States. Let me jump around here. And he says, he said in his book, how he details how this evil was to take hold. He says this: it has an ancient history, citing Caesar, Genghis Khan, certain African tribes, and the Inca Empire. He says there's always been this tendency to keep people in thrall. What's happening to us now is not new. It's not unexpected or unheard of. It's how humanity's always lived. It's Cain and Abel all over again. He says decades in making, the globalist plot to create a new world order gained traction during the Obama years. In 2010, Bill Gates pronounced a decade of the vaccine. And who do you think was right with him as a partner in the declaration that we have now entered the decade of the vaccine? Dr. Anthony Fauci. And so Gates founded the Decade of Vaccines Project in 2010. the assemblative committee made up of globalists, including Dr. Fauci, to implement a global vaccine action plan. So this has been planned 11 years ago. Go ahead.
They keep talking about the new normal. You see, they're never going to let us, you know, if they have their way, they're never going to let the world come back to any sense of normalcy. Why? Because I even saw a clip of Bill Gates where he says, well, if you think COVID-19 was something, just wait till you see what's coming next. And he had this little kind of grin on his face. You know, listen, these are the people, Bill Gates I'm talking about in particular, that believe that the world is severely overpopulated, that the resources of the earth are being depleted on a scale so rapid that, you know, they think that we have basically 12 years left. So they're in full emergency mode, and they don't care if they give a vaccine that kills thousands of people. As a matter of fact, if they have their way, eventually, these people will bring about sterility, and at least in as many people as they can, in order to decrease the population. And I know this sounds crazy, and I know it sounds conspiratorial, but guess what? This isn't stuff we're making up. You can go read the stuff and listen to them on their own. The mainstream media is not going to put this out. But guess what? You could go to their websites. They're not hiding this stuff, Jess. No, they are openly proclaiming it.
Bill Gates is on TED Talk saying that there's three ways he wants to depopulate the earth. He says contraception, abortion, and vaccines. Mm. And he can get the world population down to where he considers it should be.
Yeah.
He says it.
Yeah.
Abortions, contraception, and vaccines.
Yeah, and Jess.
Yeah.
We talked on another show about the Georgia Guidestones. Remind the audience about that again.
Yeah, that's the Freemason monument where they have their 10 precepts, and precept number one of the Freemasons, which most of these people are Freemasons, I dare say, if not all of them. And there's Freemasons inside the Catholic Church as well, in the Roman Curia and Congress.
Yep.
Basically, the Freemasons say that the ideal population on planet Earth will be 500 million people, so half a billion people. That's precept number one of the Freemasons on the Georgia Guidestones. 500 million people on the planet, that way they can control them. Jesus 911, two-man car. We're trying to put a spotlight on the culture of death. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear more about the unholy trifecta.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Soul Patrol. You know, these globalists, these communists, don't believe in private property, but God does believe in private property. John chapter 14, verse 2, our Lord Jesus Christ says, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you?" God is going to have, in fact, the Greek word actually can be translated there, mansion. God doesn't have an apartment for you, an RV, a trailer, a condo. God has a mansion for you. And guess what? Escrow's been closed. It's been paid by the blood of Jesus Christ, Paul.
Amen. So the trade-off is a few years of pleasure now on this earth, and I don't know how pleasureful it'll be because it's just we're surrounded by suffering and sin versus an eternity worshiping the living God beholding the beatific vision. Oh. Jess, I start shaking when I talk about
it. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Yes. The heart cannot fathom what God has in store for us, for those Amen. That love him and are called according to his word.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know what? St. Teresa of Avila said that a whole lifetime of on planet Earth, say you've done a horrible life, 80 years in a wheelchair, blind, you know, let's just say where the colostomy bag, 80 years, 90 years. She says that the first second in heaven will make all the pains on planet Earth seem like one bad night in a cheap hotel.
Yep. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dr. Yeah. Brigham, he continues. He starts talking like a man of faith towards the end of the article. So let me give you some of the stuff, the faith-filled stuff to build you up as we wind down. He says this. You look back and see what's going on and what happened, and that helps you see it's not you. So there's nothing wrong with half of America. There's nothing wrong with those of us who are patriotic. There's nothing wrong with those of us who believe in God. There's nothing wrong with those of us who really admire the founders of the country. Even though they were human beings and they had corrupt, horrible practices like slavery, but they had these amazing ideas. Many of them were very great and good men and women. Abigail and John Adams, Martha and George Washington, strong, devoted people who risked their entire lives and fortunes to give us a free nation. We need to know what happened. We're being oppressed by evil people. Nothing's by chance. We might as well be children being tormented and turned into helpless beings. We have to say to each other, no more. No yep. more helplessness. No more lamenting. No more complaining. No more saying, what's happening to us? It's very clear what's happening to us. It's an age-old tendency for power to rise to the top and to abuse everybody again. Only now it's high tech. And now they have these fake vaccines that are sort of high tech and so on. It's the same old scaring the hell out of all of us by the method that Joe has been talking about so much. And I've been talking about so much. We won't name all those methods again, but they're all calculated to cow us so we can look at this and not say what they're doing is crazy. Yeah. No, it's not crazy. It's intentional and purposeful, and we must stand up to it. Paul?
Yeah, Jess, listen. One of the things that people do is they like to take a great figure from history and then they want to evaluate him and ascribe whether or not he was worthy to follow by today's standards. You can't do that. George Washington is an example. He was a man of his times. So yes, it's true that George Washington owned slaves, but it's also true that upon his death, he freed the slaves. Who are we to judge somebody's heart back then when, say, slavery, there were a lot of people who mistreated slaves. And what if you were a person of wealth and you said, you know what? I'm going to, get as many of them as I can, and I'm going to treat them fairly. I'm going to teach them about the love of Christ. I'm going to treat them with respect. And all that they would see looking back is, oh, he owned slaves. You know what I mean? So it is unright for us to judge people when we look back, so when you see what they're trying to do today is strip our heritage away, strip Thomas, they canceled Thomas Jefferson and he was the author of the Declaration of Independence. Jess, we are living in terrible times and they are systematically, just like this doctor says, systematically attacking our institutions in order to basically render us helpless. So that they can come in with the so-called solution. And that solution is no solution at all, as you well know.
And Paul, something else that a lot of people don't talk about in history as well is that a lot of the slaves that came from Africa were owned by African tribe, the patriarchs of the tribes. They owned black slaves. Black yep. men owned black slaves. And guess what? In the New World over here, Some of the owners here of slaves in America were wealthy blacks. Huh.
Yep.
Interesting. Yep. Yeah, nobody talks yep. about that.
No.
Yeah. Paul, going back to Dr. Brigham here, he's speaking to us like a fellow believer here. He says, stop lamenting, stop complaining, be joyful. And I mean joyful. We won't always be joyous. Be joyful that you're in a moment of time when you can help turn the tide again the way our founders did. We really have an opportunity to get together. create our own institutions, fight back, take big risks. Do you know the founders of our country? Each and every one who signed the Declaration of Independence conscientiously knew that they had created King George Hitless. Every single one of them knew that if the war was lost, they'd be sought out and hung. King George promised it when he saw the list. So my emphasis, Dr. Bregan says, it's going to get worse. My emphasis is that's the plan. The plan always starts with one piece of oppression, two pieces. They work you up like the proverbial frog in the hot water, which is probably not a true story, but that's the metaphor, until you're cooked, boiled. So it's inevitable, folks. Don't wait for it to end. Whoever's behind Sleepy Joe, I said Sleepy the doctor, whoever's behind Joe, whether it's his wife or Barack Obama, I don't know why, we don't know. I don't know who's not looking hard in that area. I'm sure there'd be a way to find out who's behind Joe, because it's not Joe. There's nothing inside of Joe much now, but this is the plan. Mm. It's not going to just get better by itself. Absolutely will not. And so Dr. Bregan, he in the end of the article, you've got to read this article. Go to vmpr.org or my website, jesseromero.com, jesseromero.com. It's, I mean, every single sentence and syllable, this guy doesn't waste a syllable, Paul. He doesn't waste any words.
Yeah.
The article is called World-Renowned Psychiatrist, Global Predators, Fauci, Gates, and Schwab Behind the COVID Reign of Terror.
You know, Jess.
Yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned that he's sounding like a man of faith. I'd venture to say he is a man of faith. Yeah. I don't know that for sure, but a lot of the things that he's saying are definitely, they have biblical truth behind what he's saying. I can reference a lot of scripture to a lot of the things that he's quoting. So let's just say God is inspiring him at the very least to say the things that he's saying. Listen, folks, this is real. We're thankful that you're out there listening, and we just ask one thing of you, and that one thing is to dedicate your life to Christ, because that's the only thing, that's the only weapon that we have. It's whose we are, not who we are, but who we belong to. And as long as we are living in a state of grace and manifesting the love of Christ to a broken world, God is the one who's responsible for the results. And guess what? Those who hope in him, sacred scripture says, will not be disappointed.
I'm going to just challenge everybody, whoever hasn't done this, if you're Catholic and you've been away from the faith, if you hear this program, when we're done from this program, just get on your knees, close your eyes, and say seven times, which is the number of God. Say seven times with your eyes closed. Make the sign of the cross and say seven times, Jesus, I trust in you. Say it slowly. Jesus, I trust in you. Say it seven times. Jesus, I trust in you. Then I want you to say seven times also when you're on your knees. I want you to say, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. I want you to say that seven times. Those of you that are disconnected with the church, if you feel heavy, you have anxiety or depression or despair, please get down on your knees. In fact, I'll just do it right now before the very end. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I want you to join me, and we're going to call on Jesus seven times. That's the number of God, and we're going to say it in faith, not in superstition. And so when I say Jesus, we're going to say, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Now we're going to say, Jesus, come into my heart seven times. Jesus,
come into my heart.
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 Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us.
Pray for us.
All you holy angels and saints of God, pray for
pray
us.
For us.
In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, Paul, that's amen. A wrap. That's our Monday show. Praise be to
yeah,
God.
Jess. Yes, Jess. And also want to remind everybody, now hit the confessional. Okay, because that's what we believe as Catholics, that we go to a priest and we need to hear that absolution proclaimed.
Amen.
We need for, yep.
If you're in mortal sin, and you're in mortal sin, get to confession as soon as possible after you had this experience with Christ. Hey, that's a wrap, Paul. Jesus 911 Two Man Car. We are EOW End of Watch 107. Up next. Stick around. You don't want to miss Gary Machuda, Hands on Apologetics, coming to you from the Midwest Command Center. As for these two men that are in love with Christ, in love with Our Lady, we are out.